Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, tu u Pittsburghu, tota nedíľa a sledujúce nedíľa o po 5. hodine a stále u Priašovi o po 10. hodine. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 12. marca 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, this week and next week at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and as always, 9:30 p.m. in Central Europe or Brescia time. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, March 12th, 2023. We're going to start off today's broadcast by playing a few Lenten selections. We have Chrestu Tvoyemu, because today, for Byzantine Catholics, or those on the new calendar, is the exaltation of the Holy Cross, followed by Nini Otpushayashi, which is from the Liturgy of the Pre-Sanctified Gifts. But before we do that, we remember the co-host of this program, my father, Jack Polovka, who passed away on March 16th, 2010. Doesn't seem like 13 years since he's passed. And of course, those of you that have been following this radio broadcast since its inception in 2004 know that he was there from the beginning until his untimely passing. And then from then on, it's been me. So we remember my dad, Jack Polovka, first with a Vichnaya Pamyat from one of his Panachida services, as officiated by the Reverend Valerian Miklich, and then followed with the Lenten selections. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat Nyanko.
Voblaženemu speni vichni pokoj, podaš Gospodi usopšemu rabu Tvojemu Joanu, Jack, i sotvorjemu vichnu pamyat. In blessed repose grant, O Lord, eternal rest to the soul of your departed servant, Jack, and remember him forever. Sotvoryomu vichnuyu amyan.
Vishnaya Yemu Христа очі мої, спасеніє Твоє.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. We are again broadcasting two special Easter programs, the first on Sunday, April 9th, the second on Sunday, April 16th. If you would like to sponsor one of those broadcasts or would like to make a donation in general, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute by going to our webpage, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, c-rs.org. Hover over donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. C-RS.org, donate Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. The Southeastern branch of the Carpatha Rusyn Society is hosting a Pisanka workshop. This will take place on Saturday, March 25th, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Darien Old Jail Art Center, 404 North Way in Darien, Georgia. The art of decorating eggs with wax is a tradition that many Eastern European countries and nationalities still do today, including the Rusyns. The designs can be very intricate with many layers or simpler with symbols that have special meaning. Come learn Pisanka with instructor Barbara Lamoureux on Saturday, March 25th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Darien Old Jail Art Center, 404 North Way in Darien, Georgia. To register, please call them at area code 912-437-7711. 912-437-7711.
Анцю-анцю, дзиню-дзиню, дзиню, люби винтя цілу зиму, зиму, люби винтя цілу зиму.
Люби ванцю цілу зиму, зиму, люби ванцю цілу зиму.
Цілу зиму і весноньку.
Цілу зиму і весну, весноньку, люби файну дівчиноньку, ноньку, люби файну дівчиноньку.
Люби файну дівчиноньку.
Та не файна була мати.
Та не файна була мати, мати не хотіла занядати, дати, не хотіла занядати.
Бо хотіла її мати, мати забагати.
Пішов у Росію, а я пішов у Росію, в Росію, та заробив тисяч тисячію, та заробив тисячію,
та й заробив тисячію.
А я мамі міщу гроші. А я мамі міщу гроші, гроші. Ой, який внязять хорош, хороший. Ой, який внязять хороший.
Ой, який внязять хорош, хороший.
historic focus, we continue what we started last week, talking about the life of politician, pedagogue, and priest, Father Augustin Voloshin. He became a piece on the chessboard of the German secret services. In an unconstitutional way, by decree of the autonomous government, he changed the name of the region from Podkarpatska Rus to Carpathian Ukraine. He explained the intentions of his government to German diplomats as such: to transform the state system of Carpathian Ukraine in an authoritarian direction and rule with a heavy hand, dissolve all political parties, further invite German experts and advisors, and with their help create a new system of state management, quickly replace Czech and other economic influence in Carpathian Ukraine with German influence. On his order, the Duman concentration camp, the first in Czechoslovakia, was established in the vicinity of the town of Rachil in November of 1938. He gave permission to create a paramilitary organization called Karpatska Sich, modeled after the German SS and SA, under the patronage of the Organization of Ukrainian Nationalists. In January 1939, he became the head of a unified party, the pro-fascist Ukrainian National Union. This party won 92.5% of the vote in the elections to the Autonomous Assembly in February of 1939. This result is typical for authoritarian regimes. Nevertheless, Ukrainian nationalists considered Voloshin to be unreliable, pro-Slovak, and were determined to remove his government by armed means and replace it with a truly great Ukrainian government. On the night of March 13, 1939, the so-called General Staff of Karpatska Sich, composed mostly of Galician nationalists, launched a coup against Voloshin's government and the Czechoslovak Republic Army units. They were led by General Lev Purchala, which was the head of the 45th Czechoslovak Regiment under his command. Prime Minister Voloshin took refuge under the protection of the Czech Republic troops, and they tried to get the coup plotters to lay down their arms. In the morning hours of March 14th, the uprising was suppressed. Its real organizers, however, were the German secret services, which needed, quote-unquote, facts about the unsustainable situation in Czechoslovakia. The fate of Carpathian Ukraine, and with it Voloshin's government, was sealed. On March 13th, Adolf Hitler sent a message to Budapest that Hungary had a free hand in deciding the fate of Carpatho-Ukraine. On March 14th, Hungarian troops launched an attack along the entire length of the demarcation line. At noon, Voloshin learned about the declaration of Slovakia's independence. In a telephone conversation, he told President Emil Hácha that in this situation, the only option is to declare the independence of Carpatho-Ukraine. At the end of the last interview with the president, he thanked all Czechs for 20 years of cooperation. Such a gesture was not made by any of the leaders of the national minorities of the Czechoslovak Republic. That same day, at 8 p.m., he declared the independence of Carpatho-Ukraine. On the night of March 15th, Voloshin asked the government of Germany and Adolf Hitler personally to accept a protectorate over Carpatho-Ukraine. However, Hitler refused. Nevertheless, in the afternoon of March 15th, Voloshin called the only session of the Assembly of Carpatho-Ukraine. The Assembly declared the independence of Carpatho-Ukraine and elected Voloshin as president. Late in the evening, an officer of the Hungarian General Staff delivered an ultimatum to the president. Voloshin convened a cabinet meeting at which it was decided not to oppose the Hungarian army and to send a delegation to Budapest, Bucharest, and Bratislava with a request to join Carpatho-Ukraine as an autonomous territory to either Hungary, Romania, or Slovakia. Voloshin effectively dissolved the government of Carpatho-Ukraine and left the city of Hust. Just before midnight on March 17th, he crossed the Romanian border in Tiaciu. In Romania, then he went to Yugoslavia, then to Prague, which was occupied by the Germans. From 1935 to 1945, he lived in Prague, where he lectured as a professor of pedagogy and psychology at the Ukrainian Free University, financed from the resources of the Prague Gestapo. During the war, Voloshin distanced himself from the political megalomania of Ukrainian nationalists. His goal was the liberation of Carpathia Ukraine and its integration into the restored Czechoslovakia as an autonomous region. Before the arrival of the Red Army, the Ukrainian Free University was evacuated to Munich, but its rector Voloshin remained in Prague with the naive belief that the Soviets would not be interested in him, as he had never been interested in the problems of the USSR. This was Voloshin's final, fatal mistake. Immediately after the liberation of Prague, Voloshin was contacted several times by agents of the Soviet counterintelligence service, SMERSH. He was arrested on May 15, 1945, taken to Moscow, and placed in the infamous NKVD prison in Lefortovo. The old man could not stand the brutal interrogations. On July 10th, he was transferred to the prison hospital in Butryki, and on July 19th, 1945, died of cardiac arrest. In independent Ukraine, nationalists created a legend around Voloshin's name as a leader of the Ukrainian national movement and a brilliant statesman of the 20th century. In fact, in the so-called Ukrainian movement in Transcarpathia during the First and Second Czechoslovak Republics, Voloshin was only a puppet of Ukrainian national radicals from Galicia and the Nazis.
Очка мої чорна, зробіть із вами, вже не хочете спати, єдну ночку самі, вже не хочете спати, вже не хочете спати, єдну ночку самі, зубні собі зубні, парадницо зубні, корко велко панко, а складаме су. Корко, велко, панко, корко, велко, панко, а складане сукні, наїр мій на волю, мамічко, не брайте, любити його буду, за нього не вдайте, любити його буду, любити його буду, за нього не вдайте. Пацурка нашою, персином на палець, фраїром на танець, ей, персином на палець, персином на палець, фраїром на танець, ей, співам собі бельо, ей, але не весело, бо в моїм серці весело співало, ей, бо в моїм серці, бо в моїм серці весело.
Thank you. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown will host its 16th Egg Extravaganza. This takes place Sunday, March 26th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at their church social hall located at 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. This year's theme is Experience the Traditions. Egg artists will demonstrate, display, and sell their pisanka. Marketplace with pisanka supplies, Easter items, crafts, basket covers, and other ethnic items will be available, as well as children's activities, a display of Easter basket covers, a full lunch Lenten menu, and their extensive bake sale table. There will also be a hands-on workshop for those learning how to make pisanka. Admission is free, and St. John's is handicap accessible. This is sponsored by the Egg Artists, the GCU of St. John's, and the St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. Sunday, March 26, 12 noon to 4 p.m., St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church and their annual Egg Extravaganza. For more information, give them a call at area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382, or you can look them up on Google. Just Google St. John Byzantine Uniontown. The Carpathia Rusyn Society's Northwest Branch invites you to their 5th annual Pisanka event. If you live in the West Coast around Washington, Seattle in particular, consider going to High Point Community Center, 6920 34th Avenue Southwest in West Seattle on Sunday, March 26, beginning at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Learn the tradition of pisanka, try your hand at copying traditional designs, or enjoy creating your own. In order to register, you must do so by the 17th of March, and if you're a CRS member and live in that area, just go to c-rs.org and click on events. Or if you have questions or would like to register, please call area code 206-295-4425. That's the Northwest Branch's Pisanka event, Sunday, March 26th, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, at the High Point Community Center, 6920 34th Avenue Southwest in West Seattle. Call 206-295-4425. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to all of our archives. Don't forget to go to our parent page, the Carpathia Rusyn Society, c-rs.org, where you can join the society, see the events that are going on, order from our catalog, take part in the genealogy discussions, donate to this radio program, and much more. c-rs.org. Join us again next Sunday here at 4:30 p.m. Eastern and 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM. And don't forget to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. They do have wonderful Russin broadcasting. So that's russin.fm on your computer, or download the app, Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Тримайтеся красно тиждень. З Богом.
А ж хай тоді суд порядку, потім жені гладить главку. Бо фурманська сила, то є його коні, без них не є. Коничку ми шарга, ставами зарана, трава у коліна косити ю треба. Косити ю треба, щоб було жіна, прийде юрабати моє потішення, прийде юрабати моє потішення.
Заграй!
Я о не прийду, кет вода черкоче. Я о не прийду, кет вода черкоче. Черкотай водичко, я є черкотала. Любий дня, Анічко, я є злюбовала.
Голоси русинів Америка.